Mr. Joe to the yeshiva. And before I give him the floor, I would just like to introduce to the yeshiva what an honor and privilege it is. There's a concept in Pirkei Avot that we have, perhaps, one might think it's contradictory remarks. Snat ha-rabbanot, one should despise rabbanot, which does not mean your rabbis, it means high position of office. On the other hand, it says, b'makom she'ein ish, in a place where there's no man taking position in leadership, t'ye'ish, you have to strive and be that leader. And they're not contradictory. Hopefully, it's easily understood that it all is dependent upon the goal, an initiative, the desire of why one assumes leadership. If one is assuming leadership because they feel that they have a vision, that they can help Am Yisrael, then ishtadel yot ish, then you have to try as much as you can to be an ish and assume that leadership. While the former is when there are these ulterior motives for oneself, one's own ego, that's the case of Sna et Harabanot. Heading Yeshiva University, to understand, is heading a giant operation that has affected the majority of American Jewry and worldwide. Every single one of us that is sitting here has been impacted and affected by Yeshiva University's existence and its leadership. And it's very simple. It has been the platform for a certain understanding of Torah. It's been the platform for a Torah Umada education. This is a yeshiva where the majority of the Rabbanim are musmachim from YU. And there are many yeshivot in Eretz Yisrael that are like that, where the people that open the yeshiva, the people that are the rabbeim in the yeshivot, in this yeshiva, many. There are medical practices, law offices, businesses, and yet that are running by Jews, Jewish workers, and yet they're all B'nai Torah. This is the impact YU has had in America and worldwide. It has been the platform for it, for that existence. That it's not a contradiction to live with a Mada education, to be able to live in the world and yet excel as a Ben Torah, and to be a proud Jew, one who knows Torah, who learns and thrives. And President Richard Joel took on the presidency with a vision that we're just going to grow YU to be even more effective in the world and be even more open to students in their growth and help them grow as leaders and to impact the world and continue in this vein. Before, however, we give President Richard Joel the floor, we have perhaps something unique that I'd like to call upon one of our Talmidim, who this year came back as a madrich, is currently a student at Yeshiva University, and he very much wanted to also impart a message before the president speaks. Scott Shulman.
Surprise. When I just heard that President Joel was going to be speaking to the yeshiva, I thought it would be very, very unique, special, to potentially share with you just a personal experience or two, just to give you an idea of who the man is behind the title. And sure enough, as chance would have it, I've had two such opportunities, that both of which I want to share with you. The first of which, it was almost 2 years ago, I believe it was Parshas Vayakel Pekudei, that there is a new minyan starting out at YU, a Shabbos minyan, for it was a combination of both current students and also people who had just finished YU post-students. And they had asked President Joel to speak. They have a different speaker each week, and I was there for that Shabbos. And one of the highlighted themes he was mentioning was the importance of building a Makon HaMikdash, the importance of representation, you know, a multifaceted community, and that was really what the whole message, because this minyan was just starting up. And right after we were speaking, I recalled I had the opportunity. There's this organization called APAC. It happens to be the biggest Israeli American lobby in America, North America, just for U.S.-Israel relations. And YU started sending delegations out, so I thought, why not? I would go to President Joel, introduce myself, and just share with them, let them know that I was going to try to be sending this message of proper representation for YU while I went. So I did that. I shook his hand. He was very gracious to me. And right after I gave him the quick, when I just told you the quick, prep talk, I was going to do this, his response was, I'm very, very excited for you. I've been to APAC. It's, just an amazing, amazing atmosphere, all kinds of opportunities there. And, that was semi-formal. You'd expect someone to say that. But then the part he said afterwards was, and when you come back, I'd love to hear about it. And I said, okay, so maybe I'll take you up on that offer. And, that was it. Good Shabbos. I said, I'll see you. Take care. He was a very busy man. And sure enough, I went on APAC the following next few weeks, and it was indeed an incredible, incredible experience. And I thought to myself after I got back, hey, why not? I've had this incredible time. Why not go back to President Joel and just say, hey, I did it, and I thought I'd share it with you. So, I thought I had nothing to lose. The opportunity cost was very, very low to go ahead and do it. I went to his office. It was one weekday. It was early afternoon. I went to his office. Thought, just do it. March on in. And there's like this whole layer. It's like the 12th floor of Belfort, the biggest building there. It's like the presidential layer. It's called the presidential suite. You know what it really is when you get there. Huge, big room. And I go in and introduce myself to the executive, the administrator there. And I tell her, I basically tell her the honest truth, the story. I talked to him before I went on APAC. I thought it'd be nice to share with him. He told me go ahead and do it. And I thought I'd take him up on his offer. And she gave me a little bit of a look. She was a little surprised that I really would do this. And she says, if you want, please, there is this appointment sheet to fill out. Fill it out, and we'll get back to you. So I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I filled it out. I gave it to her. I left thinking, okay, whatever. At least I did my part. And lo and behold, about less than a week later, I get a call from President Joel's office saying that, indeed, he'd like to meet with me. And they had scheduled a date for about a month later. But they had scheduled a date to meet with them to discuss my APAC experience. And so getting to the point, the time passed. It was whatever it was, 12:50 on a Tuesday afternoon. And I show up all, happy, big smile on my face. And I'm sitting there in the office just waiting, waiting very patiently. Come a few minutes early, brush my teeth. There I am, I'm waiting, and 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes go by. I'm thinking, this may fall apart, this may not happen. But in Leva Tor, we're busy waiting 20, 30 minutes for Rabbi Benji or Boaz anyway, so it was okay, I was used to it. But sure enough, after around 20 minutes, President Joel was finally ready, and we went to his office, and we ended up, first we talked about APAC. And from there, we talked a little bit more about my background, my life, things that have been going at YU. This is my first year at YU, not my second. And, it didn't take very long to realize, within a few minutes of that conversation, that while I was talking to, as Rabbi Benji just described, the president of one of the most important institutions in, Orthodox Judaism in America, the past few decades, and future decades, hopefully not, because Mashiach will be here, but you realize that, beyond this man, there is this person that he's so genuine. He was so engaging. It was so easy to speak to him. While obviously I was doing it, I'm this little guy, at Sisson School of Business, and he's the president of the institution. He wasn't treating me like just a student. He wasn't talking down to me. He wasn't looking at me like that kind of a person. He gave me genuine time. We were not interrupted. There were no phone calls. There was nothing going on. He gave me a solidified 20 minutes of his time, which is very, very valuable, as hopefully you can see by now. And I didn't think so much of it after. I said, yeah, sure, I met the president, whatever. But you have to bear in mind, I didn't do it representing a group. I didn't do it, as some president of some club. I've tried doing that other times, it didn't even work out. But I just did it as someone, open to discussing something with the president. And he agreed to the offer, and it was an incredible conversation, one that I never forgot. Oh, I don't know if you did. You're pretty busy. Yep. And And I just thought I'd share that with you, that it really, really, I look at it back on it now, it's one of the single greatest moments I have from YU, and I have, thank God I have a lot. And it was just one that you should just know that beyond the title, this truly is a man that is very, very engaging, very, very thoughtful, very, very ready to treat you not just as a student, but as an individual, as a person, as a mentor. Hopefully, you know, we're all striving, growing to become. And it's something that you should know, a personal story that I've had. And the other one, a little bit more general, but one that's also very fun, you can all relate to, that I had the opportunity that every single Purim, there's one time you want to be at YU, it's for Purim. The Purim Chagiga there, you literally have all of YU campus, you know, Stern even comes as well. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, yeah, it's good times. And one of the traditions, though, that takes place is every year of Rav Goldreich, you got a chance to meet him a few weeks ago, he has his own little personal misibah right as the general one's going on, and then like an hour or so in, everyone comes from a Goldreich's apartment, they come join the general misibah, and last year, I thought, you know, the real party I've been told is Rav Goldreich, I'll try that out and see what that's like. Sure enough, I get there, the apartment, it's filled with 200 plus people, it's packed. Everyone's going crazy, jumping up and down, and I'm jumping up and down, everyone's happy. And like 15, 20 minutes in, lo and behold, everyone starts like really getting crazy, everyone starts jumping, and why? Why would that be? Because President Joel just entered, and you know, like any person who really knows his venues, really knows his audience, he knows that the real party before the bigger party is going on at Goldreich's apartment. So he came and joined all the students, and he had this lit up tie that, you know, was sparkling all different kinds of colors. I want to get one of those, you know. And it was just being there, you know, with all these kids, all these students, and a few of Goldreich's close talmidim and Richard Joel, you know, dancing with everybody and joining the procession. You know, it takes a while to go walk to the apartment all the way to the gym center to join the misibah there. It's a very, very powerful experience. It leaves called a roshem, an impression on you. One that I didn't realize at the time, but it really stuck with me ever since. And when I knew that he would be coming, I really just wanted to share these two experiences with you, just to let you know that this is not only, you know, just a great, great man in his position and that which he's doing, but he truly is a person who cares. He cares about all of us, you know, even the students while they're there, before, you know, they go on to become greater people in life. And it's a very, very big success for all of us to be hearing from him, and my personal honor to call upon President Joel.
Graduate.
Only if we let you. Shus Harav, Harabanim. My goodness, there's nothing I can do now except die. Thank you very much. I remember every minute of our meeting together. No, I do. You know, thank you. It's really a great honor to be here. I remember back when Leva Torah started, 6 years?
Yeah.
6 years ago, I was the head of the Hillel Foundation, which is responsible for campus life at every major campus in the world except Yeshiva University. But Yeshiva University kind of is its own Hillel. We lived in Silver Spring, Maryland. And when I heard of the establishment, I was one of the first people to run the Birthright program, which, thank God, has brought over 100,000 young people on a Jewish journey to Israel. But early on, we lived in Silver Spring, Maryland, and several of the students from the Hebrew Academy